Welcome to your daily devotional for March 20th. Still waters. Psalm 23 in verse 2. He leads me beside the still waters. In the dry season in Israel, the shepherds lead their flocks alongside places where there is a water supply. There is no lack of provision to the one who truly says, "The Lord is my shepherd." In the presence of Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, the living waters never run out, and divine protection and nourishment know no end. It is when we go as sheep gone astray that we depart from the place of peace and blessing. Consider the following passage from Isaiah, which illustrates this. Isaiah chapter 8, verses 6 through 8. Inasmuch as these people refuse the waters of Shiloh that flow softly, and rejoice in reason and in Remaliah's son. Now therefore, behold, the Lord brings up over them the waters of the river, strong and mighty, the king of Assyria in all his glory. He will go up over all his channels and go over all his banks. He will pass through Judah. He will overflow and pass over. He will reach up to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. The waters of Shiloh were a great water source in Israel. There was peace and tranquility associated with them. But the children of Israel had chosen their sin to their own hurt. They would instead receive the strong and mighty waters of Assyrian bondage. That is what sin does. It creates turmoil of spirit, heart, in life. The Christian is not called to live from drama to drama, but from joy to quiet joy. What does your heart, home, and daily life say about you? Are you sticking with the shepherd of your soul? Or are you living a life of crises, problems, and woe? Maybe your enabling actions are causing your unsettled life. Emmanuel, God with us, will fill all his sheep with overarching peace, joy, and forgiveness, if you will have it.